to you that I'm sure about what I'm doing, and I'm sure of the operation of the power to heal. So allow me that freedom to move. And many are healed just by touching, because according to your faith be it unto you. If you just touch or just look, great, great miracles take place according to your ability and mind to visualize. It has nothing to do with education. In fact, sometimes education can be a hindrance. It takes a childlike faith. So as I move up and down these aisles, it is our prayer, O mighty God, O mighty Christ, that the Spirit of love will touch and reach out to these beloved people of this great Guyanese Republic. Reach out and heal them and touch them to enable them to serve and do the most important work of the gospel, to feed and to clothe and to house, to minister to the orphans and widows in their affliction, stranger in the homeless. We ask your blessings now in the name of Christ. Amen.
Please make an aisle way so the pastor can get through.
When you tell me something, it begins to hinder my faith when you start telling me things. So don't tell me anything, or don't pull me aside, because selfishness will not gain you anything. And I know how desperate we are. And as I say, that's why we must not let spiritual or physical healing be our uppermost concern. I know the desperate feeling we all have, but it's your faith in the living God, in Christ in you, that makes things possible. Not what I do, but your faith. And we do want, if there was only one healed, or the one that we've seen past the growth, the one that was bleeding from the urine, the one that had this urological problem, or the one that was arthritic, and the woman that had the crippled knee on my right, and the one that was crippled on my left, if only those were healed. But I haven't begun to mention those that have been healed already. If only one were healed in this great Catholic Church today, it'd be worth our gathering here. And I'm sure if our faith is what it should be, there'll be many more.
Please prepare an aisle way down to the center of the auditorium. Please move to the side and let
receive a thing. The teachings of Christ are Krishna, Buddha, Gautama Buddha, Mahatma Gandhi, all the great teachers, the master teachers, and the Savior Jesus Christ taught self-denial, deny ourselves. Personally, I never seek healing. That's always been my answer, and I've had wonderful healings, but I never seek healing. I seek to serve. And when we deny ourselves, then things happen. This is a sweet attitude, and you've received a healing. This sister didn't push. She didn't say me a word, tell me a word. But you have a bad heart. You also had trouble in your female region. And you're going to be healed today because you came, and your faith and your humbleness Amen. And your honesty has Amen. Made you whole.
Hallelujah. Holy be.
An incurable ailment because she listened. Now please let me move through with my medical team, and you touch me. I'm coming back. I know definitely I'll be here for services Easter week, and I may be here earlier. I'll be coming several times a year, and one day I hope to settle in this great land because I love Guyana. Bless you, and according to your faith be it unto you.
Holy be.
Because you were gentle and kind. And that is why you're healed. Another healing. But every time you push and shove, you will not be able to get what you're looking for. I have to see the names that I called. I don't mind if you pull on my clothes, but if you do, you'll miss what you are doing, what you want to receive. The cord will have to go up over our heads. You have to have a line. This Indian sister will be healed because her faith, her love. Blessings.
Did you buy a milkshake today? Yesterday?
Said I did.
Should I?
let me know we were here with the invitation of the government, so they'll do some checking before they decide to write a negative article. I think that the government has some control over those papers now.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, totally. Yep.
The only thing is that I think we have to say it in a way that avoids the connotation that the meeting itself, the religious aspect, was of the connotation of the government, because the PM's always putting down religion, you know, he's sarcastic as the government.
You want to be sarcastic, what would you say?
Well, I wish I could remember exactly. Maybe I can't remember exactly. Yes, it's like, now, your Bible says. Not our Bible, but your Bible says.
But it comes off with a sort of, you know.
Yeah.
That's different from what you people told me they heard you on the weekend. What was it there? When we were up there?
It was pro-religion in Matthew's Ridge.
Yeah.
Very definitely, it was. Huh?
It was.
Yeah, you guys know, that's what I need to hear, is the whole time side of the story. One moment he's sarcastic, another moment he's pro. So, Prime Minister.
Yeah, I think he might be using it still as a tool while not being caught up in it himself.
He's not caught up. I want to find out what he's doing.
I've been there twice, meeting with him, and he was just a...
Today there was a group there from the Assemblies of God who made the same comment about the government. The guy said, uses the word Christ just sarcastically. Not serious about it. They were very negative of the Assemblies of God people.
The very fact that he...
The Indian or black?
No, they were Eastern Indian.
I know he's not, but I wonder what he's aiming at, you know. I've got to find out what the man's aiming at. We got to know what his strategy is. He's got a lot of power, too, that if he's legalized and obey. So we need to get the sucker. We need to tell him that the government, we've met with the government on a high level. On a high level, and we're here, our agriculture mission was here on the invitation of the Guyanese government. So these suckers don't go off with an article. We got a Catholic sisters being very sarcastic already, going around making smart remarks. So we need to have some means of response to that. Now, that guy wanted an interview with me. I don't know if that's entirely proper. Or an interview with two, you could a couple three call and say the pastor had been there to meet you. He said he would meet with you. He's sorry we didn't get to you. Are there any other questions you might have? He goes back today.
Say all the various ministries, yeah.
And we have been married everywhere.
Well, and who's going to meet this? Because this is a touchy baby tomorrow. I don't want one person doing it.
I'd say Mike Brooks, Paul Adams, and Karen Layton.
You got no black in there.
John Brown.
Huh?
John Brown.
And we should not be ready to do our case.
I'd say Norman. John, good on PR, but you embellish too much. Some way you embellish. Today I know said a little bit. I don't know what you said, but there was something. That's what got her shook up, huh?
What he said?
that we declare the doorway because there's still hundreds outside.
Yeah, that was, I thought, hundreds outside, man. What were you doing? Who told you there's hundreds outside?
John Brown isn't
here. He's not here. He's seen across the way. He's seen the head behind him.
And also, the thing about the prophecy.
Turns up. Huh?
The prophecy would be a prophecy in the rain. See, when the dog is a lame one, it's going to pour down rain.
What he said? What he said? He said what?
He uses the fact that pour down rain is that it is, and he uses it as indicative of your prophetic capacity. The fact that it was pour down rain just when you told him to come in, or just pour down rain. Of your prophetic capacity. Well, the layman would have seen, because he was pouring out rain, about pouring out rain, and he said he had to come here.
He don't consult before he steps forward. And that's what I don't like. I can't have that.
Norman told him to tell it.
Huh?
He
said Norman told him to tell it.
Told him to say that?
What?
Norman
the prophecy.
Norman did tell him about
that. The prophecy was made, of course. The prophecy was made, whether you say it or not. Did Joy and David enjoy their trip? Like we did in the Sacramento Bee. Say, well, we don't believe in God, nothing like that nonsense. Don't go overboard that way. We made one mistake. Sacramento Bee wrote up a very good article about our healing and just said we don't believe in God. That don't help us none.
I hate to interrupt this with this, but I've got to get going out to Friendship to get all that luggage off the boat.
There's a guy.
We don't have
a
provisional list.
Around this, who we can go to, tell them the problem, what we've got. He's got an interest in this work due to the sacrifice of somebody, so find out what he suggests. If we can't just go ahead and give our plan ourselves.
Give him every excuse.
Yes,
I hate to leave now, I really do. But
who's gone with you? Grubbs?
Grubbs.
What she was talking about? And if you told her what it is that you were looking for, she would probably be able to sort them out. I don't see any reason why you carry it here. You might be taking into consideration the purpose that you went to the place for, example, medical attention. So I don't see that he carried that sort of work along. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't see him doing it.
When did he do that?
Huh?
When did he do that?
I don't have the father's baby.
The both these newspapers are government owned, aren't they?
Not this thing here. You know what is the present? You want to know? You want to get in touch with the editor of the graphic as well?
Well,
let me break around this.
You know we had a big meeting here today. Packed
the
sacred heart.
Yeah.
Packed it out into the outer lawn. And we want to express the history of our agriculture mission so they won't just emphasize the church aspects alone.
Well, that is best done by talking. Don't worry, it's fired, Lapo. If that is what you want to do, let me get the right people here to get it done. Then you want to talk to them.
When you want to talk to them, you can get the right people to get it done.
You that are in journalism, they ought to talk to you. You
know what I'm
saying?
He wants to
see the people you want, and you won't put us out here, the man in charge of the system. You don't want the editor in charge of that.
That's right. We don't want an article based on religion right now. I don't think we do. Context of what we're attempting to do, the agricultural mission. They were very impressed about some of the things we achieved today, some of the healing that we're achieving. But that's not why we're in Guyana. We're here to help with the food, clothing, and housing program.
My want is
powerful people.
What?
Yes, I'm fine. Good.
You
know? No, I'm a man.
As I understand it, the only thing that's holding us up is that Azure Khan's report to so that something the government will have something to acknowledge. Is that correct?
Has anybody spoken to the present minister yet?
I'm going in tomorrow. But I'd like to have a little background rather than show myself to be an ignoramus, which I am at this point. I have a meeting with him at 9 o'clock tomorrow, Mr. Kennard. But I want to know what we are doing and what is our hold up. Also, why is our church not been incorporated? What's the reason for that? You're shaking that lead. Why is our church been incorporated?
You have time huge. Yeah. And that's not true. You have the same church and talk to the lines of Clark and Martin.
Should have gone
to Clark and Martin.
Clark and Martin. The other
responsible for the government negotiations with Alcon in the nationalization exercise. And whenever there is a time for a dividend to be paid, this government has to pay Alcon for the assets it took over out of the profit. Okay? He gets a big maintenance fee for that, and he goes to Canada to do that business. So when he has that to do, his chambers are closed, and you know, cooperation lawyers here don't operate as in the States. He's not in a form that he gives it the brief to somebody else. He lets it wait until he comes back. In other words, he's not splitting the brief. And if I were in his place, I wouldn't split it either. I'd go out to the big money first and then come out to the show and home.
What do you think of changing right now?
I don't know what the position is with that. He might be better able to say whether that's considered to be ethical in that profession or not. What is Clarence telling you about the incorporation of the paper being laid? In other words, have you seen anything in the official gazette saying that it's laid before Parliament?
I just sent it back to the last correction before it goes into the official gazette.
I'm
not supposed to go through
it. But when it gets into the official gazette, you know, it's just the statutory treaty. Because these things are automatic. They get a legislator, some member of the House of Parliament, to propose it, probably one of the junior members of the House, and it goes through all city regions at that time. This is the longest waiting period, but it is only one more correction for it to get into the... It must be gazetted first. Once it gets into the gazette, they're late in Parliament, and then it's relatively simple after that. But how long is it since you briefed Clarence for the incorporation?
From the very start?
Yes, or how long is it?
Since last February.
Nah, that long.
That's too long.
Nah.
My doctor, every report we get back is most sympathetic, verbally. But I can't, with $500,000 already poured into this program, I've got to know what I'm doing.
This question of the farm planning, agricultural plan, I won't commit myself at this time, because you're going to find when you speak to the present minister that he has a different outlook to Dr. Reed. Now, when...
What do you mean?
Well, about the formality, you know, on procedures in government. Dr. Reed's general attitude is to proceed on what he can see. In other words, if he was satisfied with what he saw, he would say go ahead and issue the leave on the basis of what you are saying. Once he was satisfied that way. And even if he didn't see it personally, and he asked Amsterdam or anybody for a report, on it, it means that he was going to be prepared to ask him what the issue was him, provided there was no objection from you. If, for the sake of argument, Amsterdam said that he didn't take sufficient or done, you know.
Amsterdam was in the service today, very impressed, I guess.
And if you said that it's not an accurate report, what Amsterdam is saying is not an accurate report, well, then I think Dr. Reed would go to see for himself. But if what Amsterdam reported to him supported what he said, he would say proceed and issue the leave pending the arrival or the formulation of this plan, bearing in mind that he gave it to local forces to do, and he also gave it to the only agricultural economist we have in the ministry. We don't have any other, that's the only one. He is the only person. Nobody else.
Getting operational.
Yes, he's the only person that we do have. Well, and that is the reason why I suggested that an approach should be made to him if the chief agricultural officer is insisting on this farm plan.
Well, today we had a number of instances. We had hundreds and hundreds of people there, perhaps 2,000 people all around the place. We had our people found themselves in a position of defending the government at the time. We think the government, as you said that the last time, is safe still, isn't it? The government is safe.
Oh yeah, I don't think you have any doubt about that.
And wouldn't they not want people who are productive for the government up in the Northwest District? Because yeah. I understand that you'll even revert to Venezuela if there aren't so many people settled there.
From the point of view of state political expediency alone, we spend $19 million in that area every year, which is non-productive. We just have to remember that one of the basic foundations of the Venezuelan thing, they no longer try to batter the finding of the International Court or the arbitration body at the time when the award was made. They go on a different track at this time.
Yes.
They are saying that we are willing and ready and able to develop this disputed territory now. And they're not just speaking about the Northwest District, they're speaking up to the left bank of the Essequibo River, which is the source of this country. See? And you are free. They have said this already in the United Nations. We're free to send a team in to see the difference between Venezuela on the left bank of the Cayuni and Guyana on the right bank. They mean that they have development on the other side and we have nothing here. Well, our answer to that, of course, is that... So, as a matter of fact, I sat in on one of the preliminary talks on this particular matter, because I have some knowledge of the area, both sides. And I said that if we are to speak at all, we must first agree on a basic principle. And that is that one of the essentials for comparison is a high degree of similarity. If similarity doesn't exist, there's really no basis for comparison, just contrast. So as far as economic ability to develop is concerned, there's no comparison between Guyana and Venezuela. We're not crying over the fact that we don't have oil here, but what we are saying is that if we did, we probably could do better at interior development than they did. Well, that is one of the things that we advanced, finally Minister advanced in the United Nations against the Venezuelan argument, and since then it's not been brought again. But a politician must always see this coming back to haunt him. And that is the reason why when Union Carbide decided to pull out from Massachusetts, I myself, in a minority report, I was hired by the government at that time to see what could be done about continuing operation in mind. I had to explain to them that Union Carbide, for se, controls both the price and the processing of manganese for its principal purpose. In other words, you won't get United States Steel or Bethlehem or even the smaller subsidiary companies dealing with your product if Union Carbide says no. And that is obviously what will happen. We don't have the local expertise, and we do not have the follow-up capital to continue an operation of this nature as an independent exporter of manganese. You're talking about your own steamship company, your own quarry dump, your own glass furnace, when you start talking about that sort of thing. So we don't have that. So as far as mining is concerned, that was out. Nobody asked any further for any further information, but the decision was taken at a political level to keep that place going as a agro-industrial complex. And as I say, it has been an object of deficit financing from the World Bank. It takes a big slice out of our delivered budget every single year, and it is for precisely that reason that you need to join, or it would have been shut out long ago. In terms of agricultural productivity, we have faced against what has been put into that area. It's really a joke. You know, a person in the government, in politics, could never admit that because that would be tantamount to heresy. Well, I don't have those constraints on me. that's the fact about it. You know, it's just the wrong people in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, the fact
so,
is
if you have a group like yours that has obviously, within the space of time, in relation to the investment, I do not know. It may be so, but I personally do not know of any similar exercise in this country or in any of the other countries in South America over the period of time, taking into consideration the lack of experience, you know, the time factor for acclimatization, of making local contact, the differential in spending $500,000 in any developmental program that has to deal with agriculture, you must immediately, a very conservative estimate is to write down at least 22% for what we call the experience to come. Not necessarily money actually wasted, but buying X when the real thing that you should have bought was Y.
Yeah.
The differential in cost between us, all of that you have to write down. Those of us even who go in similar operation case. Let me cut a long story short. What you have been able to do in the space of time that you are being here is hundreds of percentage points better than anything that any state operated organization with the agronomist, the plant pathologist, the economist, engineers, and the foreign advisors have been able to do. And you don't have to take my word for it, because you don't need to be an expert. So, once you have seen what you have done in the space of time at Kaikouma, all you have to do to find out whether I am accurate in my assessment is pay a visit to Global Agri at Kibinibiri, pay one to State Farm at Kibini, and pay one to State Farm at Integration. You have to run all over Guyana to see, and you will see. And when you go, the first question is asked, how long have you been on this? That's all. So, in so far as that operation is concerned, I don't think that there would be anybody who can issue an unbiased opinion about the progress that has been made so far, taking all the factors that I have mentioned into consideration, and not say that it did well.
Well, compared to what I see, certainly we've got a lot of crops going, compared to what I see, it's not like I would like to have it done by our own vision, but compared to what's happening, as you say, I think you said it very accurately, and I've always found you to be, we are doing more than any of the state programs that I've seen.
And that's not, you see, this is the thing that you have to understand with this bureaucracy, just like any other. That writer about farm plans for acreages above a certain, you know, level, was something that was challenged at committee stage when they were writing it into the regulation. And the minority who challenged it, including myself, challenged it on the ground that it worth it. Visit a certain class of people with pictures that they couldn't readily handle. In other words, making the granting of relief entirely dependent on an acceptable farm plan on paper. Because it could produce two types of people who would get access to land, state land by lease. On the one hand, you could have the person who is sincere and hardworking, but who did not have easy access to the sort of farm plan that a deaf farmer would accept, find attractive and acceptable. If you saw some of the projections and the plans for Global Agri, the relation to what they actually got out of it, you don't need to have anybody like Abbott or Castello to keep you happy after you just keep laughing. So, but if you didn't know, you know, if you didn't have the skepticism of experience which I have, and know what actually happened in relation to what was said would happen there, you know, you would say that this is perfect. You know, the stages flow one into the other, you know, so naturally, I mean, it's perfect. But it doesn't happen that way. It never does. You know, all this planning, you say for 50 acres of this, we will have one anthropologist, an agricultural engineer, an agronomist, an entomologist, and a field manager. See? Five. All good people for that program. And with these people, we will do this, and we will do that, and we will do that, and we will do that. And all of those people are qualified, but they have no capacity for persistence. First bad crop, they box it now. You know, and they find that they have the right input. The soil structure is really not suitable. The seed stock was the wrong one. We should have got some from North Africa instead of Venezuela. You know, every single person sitting down to write a memo to exculpate themselves from the blame of this thing backfiring. And then, last but not least, everybody has figured it well on paper. But they come the big boss in, and one set of rain comes, then it should have had some, or vice versa. So it just remained right here on paper. And the same thing that was in the acreage remained with the grass, weed. See? They figure it all out, tit fat fat. But they don't have any reasoning like act of God, natural disaster, or nothing in there. And I don't agree with this.
Do you see any problems that they would change what they have given us, verbal assurance that we will be accepted? Because I have to know, we've got a great deal of wealth at stake in the States, and we're channeling more and more over here. I like Guyana. Naturally, we're a cosmopolitan interracial group. It's better for us. Is there any, by the way, do you see that our government coming to any kind of confrontation with this government over such things as rentals? Things changing here.
Not that I haven't that will affect anything that you do.
That's what I want.
And
I thought you
on the other that. Question, I am really not a person qualified to answer that because I do not have access to inner sanctum, which is the political sanctum of this government. You know. As far as the party is concerned, I have a political fiasco. But I have a guy who is a teacher. Those things don't bother me. The man that could answer that question is the man that you want to speak to tomorrow. I do not think that you are
He's very friendly,
affable,
but you know...
You don't need anybody friendly at the time pass, so you have someone who's effective. Oh, he's friendly. He does the time with them. You can get as many friends as you want. As people will go, depending on how much you were prepared to do for any of them. That's what it's like. That's friends are no problem. No, you're not. What he's prepared to do for you. I don't have any fear with somebody like Dr. Rico, what he's telling me. Because he doesn't say anything that he doesn't know. At all. If he isn't sure of
his esteem, he's still just as powerful a force in the government.
You better believe that.
Well,
45, you would have been long for.
On the part of
the
party, which is definitely a long dog. I want to ask you one question, another side. So you mentioned what happened in the Manganese, and I've been a deep concern about what's going to happen this coming in terms of pop site, because if they got a plan worked out, it's some sort of alternatives, and a special alternatives.
Well, that's such a serious problem with pop site for three reasons. The first is that the demand is much higher than the supply. Mm-hmm. And you can get away with a lot of crossing quality when that condition exists. Mm-hmm. The second is that the projection on this demand in relation to supply is fairly constant, fairly consistent for the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. And the third is that local people have worked at the key positions in the bauxite industry. Remember, in an industry like bauxite, the key position is not necessarily the decision-making level. Our problem is to have people who can make decisions at the operating level. We have never allowed any local forces to get in their decision-making structure. That is a policy with them. There's a southern company, and you know the reason for that policy. Very. So that is a reality which we have to face. Alcon staff is very late to do it. Too late. And by and large, the predictions that were made for the local bauxite concern have not come to pass. The Jeremiahs have been proven to be wrong. The operation that Reynolds runs is not as complex as the one that died. And if they do a staff split right now, it will mean that a lot of people who would have died at senior supervisor level will get a chance to get the staff level. And we'll probably get a better crop of operators there as a result of this shift than we would have known about if they were allowed to remain at that one level. So if I have told them that if they do not look at this nationalization issue with that in mind, forget about it. That is what you must believe, that is what you have to make happy. Don't let somebody to call anybody home from Canada or the United States. Fine, and let us operate on what we have here now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the behavior of the calcines and the drying things is a constant. Everybody knows how a bulldozer will behave under certain conditions. We know how the tornadozers and the scrapers and the drag lines and the cranes and everything behave under certain conditions. The one uncertain factor is the human element. That's the one we have to look at. If we feel that with what we have at Gaibo and the people who remain there, promoted to certain positions, can run that operation, give them a year or two to iron out the bugs, you know, and to get accustomed to the new way of doing things, and they can make a go of it, okay. Otherwise than that, stop nationalization, but don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, that again is not a politician's outlook. That is wrong side to talk as far as
there are a couple of questions I just need to get to you, because I consider you a man of great expertise and information. The fact we were concerned about, the newspaper, some reporter there, a little fundamentalist, he seemed to be friendly overall, but he wanted to question some theology. We were very broad, and we had several people there, which is most threatening. One person said, will this even be threatening? One person projected, will this even be threatening to the government? But I think they were the opposition party. We had such a mass following. Well, I can't see that would be threatening when we're there defending the government. Every turn of the road, I would think they'd be most happy about that experience. But this one little reporter might go back with his fundamentalist version, give us some bad press, unless we move on it. We never have had any bad press, and we need to move on it and stop it. Stitching time saves nine, and I think he seemed to be overly impressed, but I just thought we need to get the right people. It's hardly likely with government-controlled papers that they're going to go too much in opposition to anything that is relating effectively to the country, would you think?
I don't see much of a problem here. I agree that in a situation that needs to, you know, you can't be certain it's better to for signing by press that we might get, and you know, that can be done.
Don't know there will be that press, but just
to well, I guess you can pay it in for that event, sure. There's nothing wrong with that. On the other questions, I say, you tell Minister Kenner just what he told you, and let him see your own prediction. You know, the one thing hinges on the other. You can't get one without the other.
Well, who should we call about in this newspaper? Because the one gentleman... Yes.
I think that the Chronicle should get Hank Harper. Henry Harper would be the best one. Go get Carl Lachman's over this hour in any case. Carl, and he can take a little time to zoom off tomorrow. That's the boss. He'll take a little time to see. He's not very coherent at this season. As far as the graphic is concerned, I'm out of touch with dear city movie staff. Let me see who they are here. Julian Mendes. Don't know where to find him. Better talk to the managing editor. That would be Monty Smith. Yeah. I wrote it down again.
I got it.
Now, I'm trying to find out what is the best way to arrange this thing. I could possibly do it. I don't know how. I don't know where.
See anything wrong with my instructions? I'll put it in. I would go to them and speak. We want more of an emphasis upon what we're doing in the agriculture mission, which is considerable. Okay? There's 30 different crops growing that I saw. And that a couple of reporters were by. We appreciate their friendliness. We just want, we were here at the invitation of Dr. Reed or by the government, and just chat. You know, no way to be censorious of the press, but I don't want them to get off on theological, in because we have the, some people said we have the largest crowd they've ever seen, and we need a pavilion the next time. Which I think we're going to avoid that. We're not even incorporated as a church. Unfortunately, I didn't take any offers for the agriculture mission. I just suggested if people wanted to give any money to send it to the School of Agriculture in that way. So we have taken no money. The church was poured thousands and thousands of dollars into this country. But I think you solidified my thought and given me the affirmation that I wanted. But tomorrow I'm going to just present my dilemma to the Minister of Agriculture. We have to have something here.
It's better to meet you at the ministry. I can get them to Leon, a couple of fellows coming to the room to speak to you at the ministry. And then before they make the press release, you will probably have left by then, but I'll get the copy of what you have been printed so that you know, the office in the office came before to print. I think that would be the best.
That's
thing.
The
that's the advantage of living in a small, backward country.
No, that's
and you're able to get... You think
you... Do you mean today? Huh? You mean stop it today?
Because well, I don't know...
Tomorrow,
I don't know what the...
printing to be, but I can stop that. I know so. That's good.
If it's praiseworthy, fine. Looks like it was.
But see, that's the problem. I don't know